We continue in the Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Brachos. We're discussing the dinim of the Shaliach Tzibur, Siman Nun Gimel, Siv Tes Zayin. We saw that someone who is a Shaliach Tzibur Kavua should not take time to go up to the Bima to Davin. He should not wait for somebody to ask him to go up. Rather, since he knows that he is appointed to do so, he should just go up on his own. However, in Siv Tes Zayin, we say Misha Eino Shaliach Tzibur Kavua, someone who is not a set shaliach tzibur, tzarech l'sarev ma kodem sheir l'pnei ha-teva. When someone asks him to daven for the yamud, he should be masarev a little bit, say no, when he is asked to go up. Lo yosem yidai, but not too much. Halapam rishona masarev, when they ask the first time, say no. Kshayomer l'pam shnia, when they say, we really want you to daven a second time, eichen atzmo kamo shirot zalamo, then he should start to get ready to go up. L'pam shlishas yamud, and when they ask a third time, then he should go up. V'im Ha'omer lo sheyerid hu adam gadol, ain't a masarev lo klal. But if the person who asks him to go up is an adam gadol, it's a big rav, so then he should not say no at all. So, possibly if the rav of the shul, it depends how you define an adam gadol, maybe it's the rav of the shul asks you to go up, then you do not say no, you just go straight up, or maybe it has to be the rosh yeshiva, something of that nature, asks you to go up, then you would have to go up. But if the gabbai asks you to go up, then you would say no twice before going up the third time. The question is, how come we don't see people doing this nowadays? So Rav Sternbach and the Tshuva Shevet HaKa'ati say that nowadays, this only applied when you were being motzi, the shliach tzibur was being motzi, the people that were not bekiyim. But nowadays, when we are all bekiyim, so then this halacha no longer applies. The point was that if you would go up to daven, you were saying that I know better than everybody else. I am a baki and I could be motzi everybody else. So since you are saying that you're better than everybody else, you're more knowledgeable, so then you should do it slowly. You should say, no, and then finally go up. But nowadays, when everyone's able to daven for the Amud, everyone is able to be daven to themselves and nobody's really being motzi anybody else, so there's no really srara, authoritative position involved in going up there, so therefore we do not have to say no. According to Rav Sternbach, says that's why nowadays people don't really do it, especially during the week when everybody knows how to daven. Maybe on Shabbos, if it's because you don't have as good of a voice, so maybe there would be more room to. But says Rav Sternbach, still even on Shabbos, this is not the minhag to be misariv, and especially when you see that the gabbai is having a hard time finding someone to daven, and you know people are waiting for someone to go up there, so then there's definitely no inyan of a siruv whatsoever. They need you to go up there so that they could start davening. It's for sure okay for you to go up there and daven without saying no. Sif yadzayim tashliach tzibur tzurchan lahamid achar tachtav osa shavamid and tachtav lo yisariv. If the tzibur makes a mistake and therefore they need to put somebody else up there, then that person who's going up there should not say no because they need you to go up there, so that they could start davening immediately. Sif Yudches, Ha'omer Ani Yori Lefnei Atevim, Nesha Begadav Tzvuin, Omim, Nesha Miraglai Sandal, Lirid Bosa Tfilo Klam, Nesha Derecha Bikorsan Lahagli Vakav Chayshin, Nesha Bikorsis Nizra Kabo. Somebody who says he doesn't want to daven for the Yomah because he's wearing colored clothing, or because he's wearing sandals, he should not go up to daven that tfila, because that is something an Apikoris says as a reason that he doesn't want to go up there. And we don't assume that he is an apikoros and say he could never daven, but here we'll be choshesh for just this tefila. And it says the Ramav, afilu im nosein amasal dvar v'lomhani, even if he gives an explanation, like he says, I was really doing it because I don't think it's covered for Hashem to daven in color clothing or something of that nature, we still don't let him go up there, even though medina it is mutter. However, the Pri Chadash says that that's only if he says the amasla afterwards, this excuse afterwards. But if he says, I don't want to go up because I'm wearing colored clothing and I don't think it's okay, if he says it immediately, the amasla immediately, the excuse immediately, then we would allow him to go up according to the Pri Chadash. Some say a convert should not be shaliach tzibur. However, we do not paskin like that. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason that those who say they should not be shaliach tzibur is because they can't say Elokei Avoseinu. When he davens himself, he should say Elokei Avos Yisrael. However, the others disagree and say he can't say Elokei Avoseinu because Avram was called Av Hamon Goyim, so he's the Av of everyone because he taught everyone about being Emuna, Mam and Bashem. So therefore, it's okay for a ger to say Elokei Avoseinu as well. Continues the Mechaber. Afilu Yachid Yachol Akev Lomer Eni Rotsa Sheploni Yachazan Im Losha Kvar Hiskim Alav Mitchila. Even a Yachid is allowed to say he doesn't want a certain person to daven for the Amud unless it was already agreed upon. So when they're deciding who should go up, he can say, I don't want that person to daven for the Amud, because since davening is based off of karbanos, and everybody has a chelek in the karbanos, and you can't be marked of karbanos without a person's agreement, so therefore, even an individual can say, I don't want him davening for the Amud for me, I don't want him being motzi me with the karbanos. If it was already agreed upon, then he can no longer say no. And if he wants to say no, and then they can't find someone who's for the same amount of money, and they need to pay more money, then the tzibur can make that guy who says no pay more money so that they could find the more important another person to do it. And the same thing is true regarding the rav of the town, the rav of the shul, or something of that nature. Nowadays, says Mishnah Berurah, it goes based on the Zayin Tuvei Ya'ir. The leaders of the community are able to make that decision instead. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, who says that all of this really no longer applies nowadays, because since the Shaliach Tzibur is not really being motzi us, once again, as we saw from Rav Sternbach earlier, since the Shaliach Tzibur is not being motzi us, a Yachid can no longer be ma'akev a Shaliach Tzibur to say he doesn't want him to daven, since we're all Bekiyim, and the Shaliach Tzibur is just for the Piyutim, or Kaddish or Baruch Hu, there's not as much of a Kepeda, and an individual cannot say, I don't want that guy to daven for me. The Mishnah Berurah then gives Tochacha to those who do not have a Rav of their Shul, someone to Paskim for them, because they think that they are knowledgeable enough. He says that this should not be done. The Ramah adds, V'davka shiel oso yachet tam hagen al pitove ya'ir, av ablavachi ena yachet yachol limchos for Shaliach Tzibur. Even when we said that a yachet can be mocha, which applied in their times, he can't do it unless he has a valid reason that the Zayin Tuvei Ya'ir agree upon. But if not, he is not able to be ma'akev even at that time. But as we said, we are not ma'akev anymore whatsoever.